This Memorial Day, many military parents are away from their families as they serve a second or even third deployment to Iraq or Afghanistan. The separation is even harder for recent mothers, some of whom have had to leave for war just 4 months after their babies are born. As Brian Mann reports from North Country Public Radio, some lawmakers say that in order to keep the best recruits, the Pentagon should expand maternity benefits.
When Army Secretary Peter Guerin appeared before the Senate Armed Services Committee last February, he faced questions about body armor and budgets, but lawmakers also pressed him for answers about babies.
New mothers are facing a continuing difficult decision between motherhood and their service to their country.
That's Senator Ben Nelson, a Nebraska Democrat, who questioned Guerin about the Army's policy of deploying female soldiers to Iraq just 16 weeks after they give birth.
Clearly, that has to be reviewed because it's got to have some impact on people deciding whether to get in or stay in if they have to get an extended deferment in order to have family.
Women now make up roughly 15% of the armed services. According to a 2002 report by the Government Accountability Office, as many as 1 in 10 active duty women become pregnant every year. Those women can take a voluntary discharge and leave behind their military careers. Army medic Amy Shaw says the choice is wrenching.
I grew up with a mom that stayed at home every day. That's what I always pictured myself, so it was a lot for me not to call it quits and to get out.
Shaw stayed in, knowing that she would have to go to Iraq. She and her husband, also a soldier, deployed at the same time, leaving behind their 4-month-old son, Connor James.
Probably doesn't remember mom and dad, because it's like 4.5 months that I've spent with him since he was born.
Shaw's baby lived with his grandmother for 15 months. Shaw, who just returned home to Fort Riley, Kansas, says she went to Iraq because she felt a sense of duty, but she's not sure she'd make the same choice again.
You do miss all the firsts, like him walking, talking, and getting teeth and things like that that most parents actually enjoy seeing.
Military moms say they get a lot of criticism about their parenting choices, especially from people outside the Army. While Shaw was in Iraq, her hometown paper published an article about her service. It triggered a slew of vicious letters accusing her of being a bad mother. Shaw's mom, Joan Barenwald, was furious.
I mean, they pretty much compared my daughter to Britney Spears with motherhood and saying that, you know, basically she left her child.
Jessica Perdue with the National Military Families Association says the Pentagon has to find ways to help military moms if they hope to keep them in uniform.
Women that are in the military now are serving in billets and in areas that are absolutely critical.
Perdue had a baby when she was a Marine during the first Gulf War. She argues that new moms should be allowed to work at bases stateside for at least 12 months after giving birth. But for many women, the conflict between soldiering and motherhood extends well beyond that first year. Repeat deployments are forcing them to make complicated decisions about when or if to have children.
It's hard. Yeah, it's funny. I call it my great balancing act.
Jennifer Williams is a first sergeant with the 10th Mountain Division based in northern New York. Just 11 months ago, she returned from a deployment to South Korea. Now she's leaving her husband and her 3-year-old daughter, Riley, again, this time for a 15-month tour in Iraq.
When I first came back from Korea, I'd wanted to have a second child, and my husband said, "You need to know your deployment schedule first because I can't be home with a newborn and a toddler. I'm sorry, I can't do both at the same time."
Williams uses the telephone and videos and a webcam to keep in touch with her child. But she says the first long separation was confusing and frightening for Riley.
When I came home, she seemed to be in shock. Like, she knew who I was. She ran to me. But when I picked her up, she just kept staring like she couldn't believe it and kept looking at everyone like she's supposed to be in the computer.
Army officials say they are trying to help military moms. They've promised to cut deployment times for all soldiers from 15 months down to a year. Army Secretary Peter Guerin told the Senate Armed Services Committee that he hopes to give new mothers slightly longer deferments after they give birth, allowing 6 months before overseas deployments instead of 4.
We have tasked the Army staff to examine that policy and examine the impact of a change in that policy.
Jennifer Williams says that as the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan continue, military women have developed an unofficial support network, swapping tips for helping their young children.
Even some things as like the perfume. I've had women say, you know, get a perfume or like a scented lotion and wear it all the time so that they connect that smell with you. And then if you leave it at home, when they get really lonesome, they smell and makes them feel better.
Then Williams brings up the unthinkable. If something happens in Iraq and she doesn't make it home, Williams says that fragrance will leave her little girl Riley with a tangible memory of her mom. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann.
You can hear more from Brian Mann's interview with First Sergeant Jennifer Williams at npr.org.